Let's Get Canceled Podcast.
Okay, so we're going to talk about New York City today. And
Yeezy.
Yeah. I am not a fan of New York City, even though I've been here my whole life, due to the fact of what it represents, and what it represents is a false narrative. Okay.
Well, you're probably still there because you still like Chinese food.
I mean, I ain't gonna front. New York City has some great Chinese food. But for me, it's like a little things about New York I love. I would visit, but I would never stay here again, bro.
Okay. So you're feeling the smell on the train when you're riding?
I mean, the subways always stink. And I'm glad you brought that up. Because when it comes to the subways, before COVID, everybody on the train grabbing whatever, nobody wearing no mask. You know, nobody there, everybody just chilling. All of a sudden, COVID hit. Even to this very day, people who still wearing gloves and masks and everything, like they just found out the train is the most dirtiest place in New York City, some type of shit. I'm like, you wasn't doing this 10 years ago. And even when they announced COVID is like dead and gone, you still be like, bro, I still see people spray the seats. Like the subway was this like was way dirtier way before COVID. And now you just shocked. Now that COVID said, oh, it's dirty. Like you didn't know. Like it bothers me, bro. There's so much stuff that about New York that bothers me.
Like what? Talk about
this. Tons of immigrants here. Like, and that's not a bad thing, but New York City basically belongs to them. And I didn't realize how much immigrants was in this city.
So you tried to get a cab?
No. Until I started my job. So, and I'm talking about there's mountains full of them. I mean, and let's not forget about the EDPs. Like,
What's an EDP? Sound like a rap group.
An EDP is an emotionally disturbed person. So those people you see on the subway talking to themselves, taking shits on the platform, pissing everywhere, arguing with people who ain't there. Them crazy motherfuckers. Them motherfuckers be sleeping on the train and shit.
Okay.
I can't stand it. It's like, yo, anytime I see them crazy motherfuckers in the train, the street, a part of me just be like, yo, I just want to push the motherfucker to the third rail. Or if I see a train come, I just want to push him to a moving train or some shit. Ain't nobody going to miss him. But it's just like the whole, when I mean the whole stereotype of New York, it's just that people say, oh, New York is the greatest place in the world. I'm like, do you realize it's mostly poor people who say New York City is the greatest place in the world because they got low income housing, they got the projects. They got a good fucked up situation that they don't want to leave, and they don't want to pass the project apartment down to generation and generation.
Facts.
I mean, so it's just facts. it's like it's only the poor motherfuckers who say, "Oh, New York City is the greatest place in the world." Why? Because in other states, you gotta drive to places. That's not a bad thing. It's like, yo, I hate. The New Yorkers have a 5-block radius worldview. Because they think everything that happens in New York, they think it happens everywhere, and that's not the case.
That's because of Chinese food.
Man, shut up the Chinese food, bro. I've lived in numerous places, and it's like, trust me, I prefer to live way outside New York. Like, yeah, I came back to New York because I was originally fucked up. I just came out of a relationship. Niggas' pockets was looking kind of thin. I had to regroup. I came back. And now, when I leave this motherfucker again, yeah, I'm not. I gotta call you back, bro. When I leave this motherfucker again, I'm not planning on coming back this time.
All right, so tell me this. You know I've been down here in Georgia for like 5 years now. Y'all still shooting everybody up there?
Mainly in the Bronx. And that's not a crack at the Bronx. Like everybody know the Bronx is shitty.
Oh, really?
Now, I'm gonna tell you why the Bronx is shitty. You do realize I say 90% of the people in the Bronx work in the janitorial field, and you have the dirtiest borough in the city.
That's fucked up, yo. Real talk. That's fucked up.
It's fucked up but true.
Okay. All right. Well, it's sad to say that 90% of people in Brooklyn own a gun.
It's true. Brooklyn's like a mini Texas.
But nobody knows. A mini Wyoming.
Well, that too. But the thing is, nobody knows how to aim right.
Facts.
Okay. Like, and the funny thing is, one thing I hate about New York is, like, whatever happens in any other state, like George Floyd, any type of shit, why the fuck y'all protesting here? It didn't happen here.
Yeah, but all right, let's go this direction. Mm-hmm. Give me five reasons that made it hard for you to move out of New York.
Honestly, because one, I didn't know no better at the time. Mm-hmm. And two, I was told since I was a kid, you're not going to make no money like you're going to make in New York.
All right.
I would say the other thing is being afraid to, because everybody's like, oh, you don't got no family out there. Why would you move? Everybody's here with you.
Family.
Yeah, family. And I would just say just like education, because like once you grow up in like in a hood environment, you know, it's just like your worldly views is cut short.
Right.
Yeah, so it's just like, you know, it's just a lot of unfortunate situations that make a lot of people blind to the realities and the opportunities out there that's outside the city. Because even, it's not a job I haven't had in New York where they'd be like, oh, why you want to quit? Where are you going to find another job that makes money like this? Like, when I hear people say that, I know they haven't been nowhere.
Yeah, especially in New York, because ain't hard to find a job there.
Exactly. But I'm like, yo, do you know preachers got freaking runways for the planes in Texas? And you want to tell me ain't no money? No place else? Are you kidding me? You guys are just dumb. And here's the funny thing. I try to tell people this, that I'm lazy. But they don't believe me. And I'm like, here's why I'm lazy. Even though haircut. I said, I'm lazy because I hate working for other people. So I'm really busting my ass so I can make money without working hard so I could be lazy. That's the whole point. So it's just
fact, like, you're working with somebody else, making somebody else rich. Facts.
Yeah, that's it. And I'm really not the type of person to just work for somebody. Like, I had a good job now. It pays well. I still want to leave. And so, and that goes to show you, like, I'm not chasing the money. I'm chasing freedom. Because I know a lot of people at my job, that's their last stop. They're not going nowhere. They are 100% comfortable making the type of money they're making for not doing shit.
Right.
Like, this one guy I know at my job. Brother does not do 40 hours a week. He works the bare minimum. And all he does is talk about money and how he want to leave. Even says when he gets the stimulus check, he's out of here. He's leaving New York. Do you realize he said that 3 stimulus checks ago? And he wants a 4th. He's like, yo, I get this 4th when I'm out of here, man. Bro, you're going to die here.
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to die here, man. It's just, you know, you don't have to, you don't want to admit it, but you know what? Hey, it is what it is. I'm bouncing, bro.
That's what kind of makes it, like, all right, I'm going to tell you my 5 things that made it hard to move out of New York. The convenience.
All right.
All right, we got, and it don't matter what hood you in. Be you Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, Staten Island. Everything is 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're thirsty, if you want a beer at 2 o'clock in the morning, you can run out and go get a beer. You hungry, you can probably find a chicken spot open at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So everything was way too convenient, including transportation. 2, the women. New York got a plethora of females running around.
Mm-hmm.
But too many of them are easy. So if you're on a Tinder app and you're in New York, it's a risk.
I wouldn't even say the easy, but because me personally, I don't, I personally don't deal with New York chicks no more. I don't.
Right, but when you did, you can't front. It was too easy.
It is easy. That's why
we ain't even talking about a real date. We talking about chicken wings and French fries.
Man, I smash girls just by getting Chinese food. That's it.
Exactly. You see why I keep talking about the Chinese food?
Yeah. But when you leave New York, you kind of see women, not these, like these women out here walk around with a chip on their shoulder.
Right.
Okay. My boy showed me the girls from Texas. Nigga. Yo. All dimes, bro.
Oh, you ain't got to tell me. I've been in Texas. You know I done drove all these states.
Bro. Son. I thought LA had New York beat Texas.
Nah, LA ain't got. I don't fuck with LA. Matter of fact, I don't even do California females, period.
Oh, I'm about to buy my plane ticket. Got my shit, man. But yeah.
You got the ticket so you can go get your breast augmentation done?
Yo, man. Like, you don't keep on cracking on people, man. I'm about to add a barbershop to this podcast, man.
No, he didn't.
So we can't even use clippers for your hair, man. We need a weed whacker, bro.
Okay.
So if anybody thought you was a basketball player, they wouldn't think you played for the Clippers.
That was cute. That was real cute.
Yeah, man, back to New York.
Can't even get it out after that. Yeah, you feel real successful after that one.
Yeah, I sure do. But yeah, man, it's just a lot of things about New York that I've seen similar cities that are similar to New York that are a lot cleaner. A lot nice. People are a lot nicer. And the funny thing is, a lot of people from New York, they got so much trauma that when they go to a different state, they're not used to people being nice. That's some sad shit. All
right, but hold on. My third joint?
Mm-hmm.
Food. You can't get food no place else like if you're in like New York, period.
No, that's facts.
Period.
That's facts. See, New York has a lot of like brand chain restaurants. You go to any other state, they got the homemade mom and pop restaurant.
Nah, don't get it twisted. We got the same Applebee's down here, B.
That's the thing. I'm not talking about Applebee's.
But New York, you got restaurants where you ain't never been to Singapore, right?
No.
But you can find a restaurant selling Singapore food in New York.
Well, yeah, because you got certain places in New York, like Little Italy, Chinatown. You got little walks of life all over the city. But I'm talking about, like, you go to different states. Like, you go, like, Charlotte, North Carolina, you'll have, like, mom and pop restaurants that's not, like, franchised.
Right.
Yeah, so I like different types of variety because mainly all you know is like main brand chains and shit. So I like trying different varieties no matter where I go to.
Okay.
But New York, man, just like it's just overhyped.
Beyond overhyped.
It's overhyped. And like but
you don't know it until you live there. Because see, there's certain shit when you live in New York that you don't do. Like, when you're a New Yorker, you don't go to the Statue of Liberty.
No. And I personally never been there.
You ain't the only one. Well, I've seen it. But I ain't never been there.
Yeah. I mean, the closest I've been to a Statue of Liberty when I was on a boat cruise with Max.
So it was what?
It was a boat cruise.
Okay.
Yeah. It was, like, years ago. That's the closest we ever got. I should have a picture of it too. You know, mainly everybody goes to the city. Everybody goes to Manhattan. As a matter of fact, Manhattan is the only place they glorify when it comes to talking about New York and shit. But it's like, first of all, if you're rich, you'd be stupid to stay here. Because right. Why would you pay all that, like the money you, even for a luxury apartment that's in here in the city? You might as well go like a different state and buy like a mini mansion.
True.
It's like what? Like $3,000 for a one bedroom? $5,000 for a two bedroom? Like, come on.
Yeah, that part I never understood because you live in Manhattan, you get a studio apartment, be paying $2,500 a month.
Yeah, and I'm like, I be wanting to go to the rent office and be like, yo, who lives here? How y'all getting paid? Like, I really want to know who's paying these prices.
Somebody out of state, somebody out of country.
It has to be people from out of country. That's why I said, like, I feel like New York City is mainly a nice hub for immigrants. A lot of international business comes here. This is like the money is here, but the money's not for us. If that makes sense.
Facts.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the money's here. You live here, but the people we deal with, we consider them New Yorkers. Yeah, you just live here. You just getting by. So that's what I'm like. Because I was originally going to buy a condo here.
Yeah, I told you not to do that shit.
Yeah, I was like, and I could afford it, but I was just like, you know what? That's just a bad investment. I don't want to stay in New York.
How much was the condo?
It depends. It depends on the area. Because I was looking between a price range between 100K and 300K. All
right.
Yeah.
Out of New York, what would that, let's go with the high end. Out of New York, what would that 300K get you?
100K? It'll get you at least a three bedroom.
100K?
Yeah, like a house?
No. 300K, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
100K, if you got three bedrooms, one of them is outside near the outhouse.
Well, it depends on the area.
That too, and trust me, the area that you got the 100K house with three bedrooms, you don't want to be there.
No, I'm talking about like places like South Carolina. I mean, and look at parts of Georgia. You live outside the city. It's real cheap.
Facts.
So now if you're paying like $250, $300K, you're looking at five bedrooms, maybe even more.
All right. Well, how about this? We both from the projects, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what would you tell somebody that's not from the projects what they need to watch out for being in New York?
Always keep your guard up. You know, if you ever if you're around certain individuals and you feel uncomfortable, that doesn't make you prejudiced, doesn't make you racist. It's just, call it intuition. Life is all about energy.
Right.
You can sense if somebody got some bad juju on them or bad intention. You can just tell. So it's like, just listen to your body language. That's it. Just always be mindful because everybody's out here to get money. Everybody's hungry. Everybody's trying to see the type of person you are. If they can set you up, they can line you up. You know, all type of shit. Because everybody know who to mess with and who not to mess with.
Right.
So if you're on some, you know, hippie joy and talking about peace and love, you know, they're just going to try you.
You're going to try even without that.
Yeah. So it's just like, I guess living in New York makes me appreciate that, yo, I kind of feel bad for everybody who want to stay here. Because like, if you choose to stay here, I'm kind of looking at you sideways a little bit.
Right.
Because like, I'm the type of person, once I learn something, is out there that's better, and I still choose to stay in a fucked up environment, now I know the problem is not the environment. Now I know it's me.
Right.
I can't live like that. So knowing what I know now is why I work as hard as I do. And
so,
yeah.
What's it like we're using public transportation?
You never know what's going to happen.
Like, what's the difference between a train and a bus?
My opinion?
Yeah.
If you take the bus, I feel like I got food stamps. I feel like I'm on awake. I feel like I'm on all the federal programs. But if I'm on the train, I feel like I got a job, I'm late for work, and I got bills. you know.
Yeah, that's a good assessment.
Yeah, I feel like if I take the bus, I'm like, damn, I'm in a shelter.
Yeah, I didn't think of it like that, but yeah, that's kind of facts.
Yeah.
Because the bus take way long in New York.
Yeah, and I would rather be on a train than a bus. I haven't taken a bus in years. I would walk to a train station before I take the bus.
Yeah, facts. Facts. I mean, the bus got the same amount of EDPs as the train, but at least on the train, you got more space to move.
Yeah, you'll get there a lot faster than any bus.
Yeah.
And you don't need no car in New York.
Nah, that's see, that's number four for me. Mm-hmm. Transportation. New York City is set up so that you don't have to have a car. So you end up getting caught up in the public transportation access you have to wherever you got to work. Mm-hmm. But the crazy part is, once you get a car, it actually opens up your options for employment in New York. Because if you're using just public transportation, you're only working in the five boroughs.
Yeah.
But you get a car, now you can work out in in Long Island. You work up in upstate New York, Westchester, New Rochelle.
Yonkers. Like
Yonkers. You know, but once you literally become a slave to that transportation, that public transportation, it might seem cheaper, but the amount of time you got to use on them, mm-hmm. if you got a whip, is way different. You know, when I was in New York, to take the bus up to Yonkers where I was working, damn near it took like 2 hours.
Well, then.
But if I drove, 30-minute ride.
Now, I remember when I lived in Brooklyn and I still worked in New Rochelle. And I took the college shuttle bus just to get to work.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I still didn't take no bus. Like, I've had to travel far, I always find a way to take some type of transportation other than a bus. I just don't do buses. The bus is just like a bad look. But buses ain't bad. Like, people still take them, but just like,
Well, it's kind of like, even if you're on, all right, if you're on a train, New York City subway, once you ride the Metro North or LIR, it's totally different.
Yeah.
If you're riding a bus, once you take an express bus, totally different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's almost like it's catered to a certain income level. You ain't making no money, you on the bus. You making a little bit more money, you on the train. Making a lot of money, you on the Metro North LIR. A little bit more money, you on the express bus.
Yeah, I feel like if you're taking a city bus, and I know I'm wrong, but it's just like, when you're taking a city bus, you feel like you make under 30K.
Yep.
Yeah.
That'd be accurate.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be accurate, because I remember walking to work before. Well, I ain't gonna say before I got on the bus, but when I started riding the bus going to work, I always made sure the bus job location was at least 10 miles away so I could walk if I had to.
Yeah.
When you're on the train, ain't no walking. Mm-mm.
Not at all. Hey, man, because when I move this time, man, I'm not going back. I'll visit, but let me hear.
Y'all don't even want to visit. And you know I was up there a couple weeks ago. But New York just, like, where I'm at right now, I'm in a quiet neighborhood. I'm in the suburbs. And at night, I don't got to hear nothing. Mm-hmm. I might hear insects in the back. But when I was up in New York, it was driving me crazy because at 3 o'clock in the morning, there's a bus going by. Or there's a car rolling through, bumping some music on the system. Or I could hear the highway from the balcony.
It was this neighbor's partying too.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, especially if you got Spanish. Yeah. Especially if you got Spanish neighbors.
But see, you know about that.
Yeah.
Because when you left out of New York, it was like you had to adjust to the quietness.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. When I first moved out of New York, I didn't like it. I missed New York. I missed the chaos.
Yep.
Now I'm like, the fuck was I thinking? Because I was still brainwashed and shit. So now I'm not brainwashed. So it's just like, I did a lot growing up. I'm happy about it. So, yeah. I know, I'm not even going to say that, man. Let's just see.
All right, next month I'm locking it up, y'all. So say what you want.
Are you trying to like a Rastafarian?
Oh. You said more like, I'm going to look like an Israelite. Tribe of Judah.
All right, hey, that works. But, yeah, it's just like, yeah. You know, man, especially like.
So, again, we both lived in the projects, the hood. People don't understand what that's like.
Yeah.
People don't understand that when you're in the hood, every building that you in, every floor is like a different block.
Yeah.
So if you're on the 10th floor, the 11th floor and the 9th floor is different.
Mm-hmm.
You might have beef with somebody that lived right on top of you. But your peoples might be on the floor under you. So when you're coming in that building, you hoping you ain't seeing the people that live on top of you because you still got to get to your floor.
True.
And once you come out of that building, then you might have beef with people in the other building. So them same people on the 11th floor, even though you might have some beef with them, they still your allies because y'all all against that building across the street from you or across from you.
Yeah.
You know, like being down here when they talk about the projects, I'm looking at their projects as luxury housing compared to what the up top look like.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
You know, when I look at their projects, it's like y'all got a 2-story house. I got a 1-level shack. That's mad cramped. Y'all got a backyard. You can pull up to the front of your door and whip. If you're in the projects, you ain't gonna front like the projects don't got parking.
Yeah.
But from your car to the building, easily 200-yard walk, easy. And then once you get to your building, you got to fight through the drug dealers, the crackheads, the derelicts, the hoes, the wolves. They all out there and they all in the same spot.
Also, that's one thing I hate about New York is anytime I came back to my building, you always have a group of niggas in the lobby. It's hanging in front of mailboxes, smoking weed, in the lobby, in public, around the elderly, children, you name it.
No respect. And you got a Gucci belt on. Like, that shit never made no sense to me.
What don't make so sense to me is the people who be wearing the Gucci belt and the designer should be asking for swipes on the train. Can I get a swipe? They swipe your belt.
Matter of fact, how much is the train right now?
$2.75.
Damn, when I left, it was $1. No, I'm just fucking with you. It was like two and change.
Yeah, I think when you left, it was like $2.25 or $2.50.
I mean, crazy part is they set public transportation up to a point where it's the cheapest ride you're going to get.
Yeah, it is.
Period. I don't care where you go in New York, $2.75 going to get you from one end of the borough to the other. Might take you forever, but it's still going to work for you.
Yep.
Pancakes got you yawning?
Not even eating anything, man. it's just like, yeah, I'm ready for change, bro.
Well, I need you to make that change because New York is shitty.
Real no talk. Shit. Yeah, no shit.
I mean, now, mind you, I lived in the Bronx, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I think the Bronx is the most unique borough. Mind you, Queens got the crazy melting pot.
Definitely.
Brooklyn got the crazy Caribbean culture out there.
You ain't lying about that.
But for me, the Bronx was like, we got, first of all, you know the Bronx got the biggest park in the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got Pelham Bay Park. Then we got City Island.
Yeah.
Which you don't even think is a part of the Bronx till you get out there.
Yeah, one more. Yeah, I think you have Randall's Island too.
I don't know if Randall's Island is in the Bronx. I think that's Manhattan. Yeah, we do got Randall's Island. Yeah. And that's basically a big sports complex. Then we got the Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the Bronx to me was always like, they always talk down about it, about, you know, how it's the burnt down Bronx and all that. But
yeah,
once it got past that stage, what the Bronx offered was like just bananas. So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Can you order delivery where you at?
Yeah.
Like what?
Anything, because we got DoorDash, we got Grubhub, but the thing is...
But you remember when you couldn't even get that?
No, I remember. I, because I live in New York, I choose not to use no delivery service. I'd rather pick it up my damn self, because I don't trust anything to deliver.
True that. But it ate half your fries up.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cost too much.
I mean, I'd rather just use my own shit when it comes to, even when I had guests over, they want to use delivery. I'm like, I'd rather just pick it up. if it's another state, then yeah, I'll use delivery. But New York, it's just like, it's not about New York. Like, there's no cleanliness here, and they want to use delivery. I'd rather just like, oh, okay.
True that, because New York, you never know who's bringing your food to you and what they've been doing before they got it to you.
Yeah, the person who's bringing your food could have like three life consecutives.
For real. And they're not going to be from here.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, New York, you can make it, but it's just going to be so hard. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like when they talk about living from paycheck to paycheck, oh, that's New York, for real.
Facts.
And don't let something happen, you might be in a bind now.
Yeah.
You know, we talking about a one-bedroom apartment, minimum $1,300 a month. And that ain't a great neighborhood.
Yeah.
But you remember the Avalon up in New Rochelle?
Of course.
One-bedroom studio was like $2,000.
Yeah, I know, fuck that.
You charging me $2 for an apartment? That's a mortgage. For like an estate someplace else.
Yeah, well, that's good for you. But, you know, before we wrap things up, because this is going to be a quick podcast today, what's the positive community about New York City?
Cultural opportunities, meaning if you never have the financial opportunity to travel the world or even a country.
Yeah.
You can find that food in New York City.
That's true.
You know, one of the big things in New York before I left was halal.
Oh, that's still big.
Yeah. But if you can't travel the world, you never know how they eat per se according to the Islamic faith.
Yeah, I had halal food yesterday.
The halal is bomb.
Yeah. Here's the funny thing. I know it's grimy. I always call it. See, I'm gonna say it's terrorist food, bro. You want some? I know that's grimy to say, bro, but I say a lot of grimy shit. I'm like, yo, this food's so good, maybe you wanna blow shit up.
Oh, I'm telling. But you know, one of the things, you know, cultural opportunities, you got the food. You got the experience of certain areas in New York. Like, you know, going through Queens is bananas.
Yeah.
You literally going to go country to country in Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in Queens, you can't tell the difference between Chinatown, Little Korea, the Philippines, Japan, because it's all there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, another thing that I loved about New York was the Caribbean food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got the mom and pops. Now, down here, what's crazy is Golden Krust is the bomb.
I wasn't a fan of Golden Krust.
Huh?
I wasn't a fan of the Golden Krust.
Right, but that's because you're in New York, because you got the mom and pop joints. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But down here, Golden Krust is the ish.
Really?
You know, the other thing I liked about New York is it was 24/7. Any time of the day, I can go get what I want if I know where to go get
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Unless I'm on public transportation, then I'm limited. But if you got a whip, you can drive wherever you want in New York to get whatever you want at any point in time.
Yeah, just that parking sucked.
Yep, but see, New York, you can double park with no problem.
Yeah, but it causes a lot of freaking issues.
Yeah, but I'm talking like it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You want to run over to that Jamaican spot, you can double park right quick, run inside, order your food, run back out, sit in the car, make sure the cops don't tow you.
Yeah.
Run back in 15 minutes later, your food ready, you out. You know. Now, the women in New York, they're definitely unique. But you've got every culture in New York.
Yeah.
Now, I seen the food bowl. That was a really big bowl, yo.
Anyway, continue the story, man.
Was that the half a box of Cocoa Puffs?
Yeah, I got some hair grease on the side, bro.
But, you know, New York, it's kind of like one of those places when, like, when I was driving the country, you realize the only reason that people are still here is because this is where they born.
Mm-hmm.
They're only here because this is all they know. And a lot of people in New York never leave because that's all you're going to know.
That's because they choose to.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Where you and me from, we got dudes that never left the block for nothing.
Shit.
And it was scary.
What?
I'm sitting by the window so I can't see you chewing.
Anyway, that's New York in a nutshell. So anything to say before we go?
Viva la New York.
Yeah. Well, best thing I can say about New York is make your money, make moves, and
get out.
That's it. It's not a place to raise a family.
Nah. It might be a good place to start a family.
Yeah.
But you don't want to stay there.
You don't want to stay there. This is a business city.
As a matter of fact, if you live in New York, stay away from the corners. The corner bodegas, stay away from the corners.
Yeah, that's where all the shootings happen at.
Exactly. Them corners is deadly.
Them corners, them dice games.
Oh, no, I don't even do the dice games. I see a dice game, I'm literally walking like 10 blocks away just to get the way I got to go.
Yeah.
All right, Joe.
Ah, yeah.
Then we gooch. I'm about to go eat something like you.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm starving.
You all right, guys. Now, man.
Oh, shut up, man. That's the podcast, yo. We'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
Peace.
Why do rich people steal from the poor? Why the poor turn around and go and buy shit that they can't afford? Why do God's sons lie to the Lord? Why you get your credit up to buy Benz? Why you ain't get a Ford? Why do niggas kill each other for looking? Why the only time my dog wanna read is when the police book him? Why do everybody hate on each other? Why we just can't come together? Why do we go against one another? How did black people run out of luck? It's a Chinatown in every city or state. Why we get a month? Why my people only know how to stunt? Why did every time he say he got my back, I think it's a front? Why do niggas pop pills and bars to get attention and play like they depressed till they actually are? Why you can't play with your child, but you play with them hollows? Why you can't get it popping, but you popping a bottle? Why every day I wake up, I think of Demi Lovato? Niggas all on my page, why I can't get a follow? Gotta hustle, that's a young nigga motto. All you niggas do is whine, and I don't fuck with Moscato.